Tommy Hahn, Southwick, great ride first modal, third place, and at one point you were the fastest guy on the track. I think you were anyways. And second modal, though, how are you? You crashed out.
I'm fine. I just hit my head pretty hard. But I came, you know, from, I think, eighth or ninth up to third. So I'm there, and I'm not just a sand rider. Everyone just says, oh, you're good in the sand, you're good in the sand. No, I will be up there next week.
You won Steel City.
I won Steel City, and that's
not sand.
That's far from sand. No, I will be up there next week. I'm a good rider, and I have confidence in my bike, and I have confidence in myself. For once, I hit a rock and kicked the rear end out, swapped me, and I smacked my head a little bit. I didn't think it was smart to keep going because I was dizzy, so I pulled off. Bottom line, but you know what? I feel good now, and I'm just gonna ride my road bike on Monday and see how my head feels, and go from there.
Yeah, you've been fast since your comeback from injury a few times, but then crashes or you get an allergic reaction or whatever. So it kind of feels like for you a little bit of bad luck. But on the other hand, not too many guys are going to get third and be the fastest guy. So that's the bright side of it.
Yeah, and I feel like I had a really good second moto going. Rattray was behind me. He ended up winning the moto. He was riding really good. He actually caught me a little bit. I'm not saying I would have stayed in front of him, but I heard 800 faded pretty hard. And Dungy ended up having his mishaps and everything. So definitely threw away a podium.
Yeah.
So regardless if I would have stayed in fourth or not, I definitely threw away a podium. But you know what? It just gives me more motivation to come back next week and show everyone that, you know, hey, it's not just sand or Southwick or whatever. I mean, if they want to claim that, then, yeah, this is the gnarliest track. So.
Yeah. I never thought that, by the way. But, hey, someone gave me a tweet that said, You said on the microphone that there's somebody who didn't believe in you and this is for them or something. Is that?
No, it's just.
Is that for me?
No. Okay. No.
I don't know. I don't know what the guy was saying.
No, and somebody just. I got into an argument with somebody. I'm
okay.
Not going to say who it was.
Okay.
And
a media guy?
No, it wasn't anybody to do with racing. It was personal life.
Okay.
Personal life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they told me my career was over.
Oh.
Last year when I had my shoulder surgery and I was fighting a Yamaha and I wasn't happy. They told me my career was over, and that's been my motivation ever since I came back. Yeah, I've had some setbacks, but you know, just to make it up there at least once, and if that's the only time this year, and so be it. But you know, my career isn't over. My career's over when I say it's over.
Guys, don't get third whose career is over. So yeah, okay, all right, I got it. And thanks, and good luck next week.
Thank you.